It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American actor and historical figure John Wilkes Booth, born in 1838 near Bel Air, Maryland. Best known to history, of course, is the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln. Booth came from a renowned family of actors and made his own debut in Baltimore at age 17. His early performances were such hits that he was soon invited to tour all over the country with a Shakespearean acting group based in Richmond, Virginia. In 1862, he made his New York debut as the lead in Richard III. The New York Herald described him as a veritable sensation. Basking in his praise, Booth tellingly, proudly, and prophetically proclaimed, "I am determined to be a villain." In the 1850s, Booth joined the Know-Nothing Party, which aimed to limit immigration into the United States. In 1859, he showed his support for slavery by joining a Virginia militia unit that aided in the capture and execution of John Brown following his raid on Harper's Ferry. During the Civil War, Booth served as a secret agent for the Confederacy. Faced with idle time during a break from the theater, he became involved in a conspiracy to kidnap Lincoln. The plot involved bringing Lincoln to Richmond and demanding either peace or the release of Confederate soldiers as a ransom. Booth enlisted 6 Southern sympathizers, but their March 1865 attempt in Washington failed when the president did not appear where they had anticipated. Frustrated at seeing his plot foiled, Booth resolved to go to a greater extreme. On April 14, 1865, just after 10 p.m., Booth shot and killed Lincoln while he was watching a performance of the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater. Immediately after the shooting, Booth leaped onto the stage and yelled, "Sic semper tyrannis, thus ever to tyrants. The South is avenged." He then jumped off the stage, breaking his leg, but he still managed to make his getaway. After crossing the Potomac River with some difficulty, Booth and one of his co-conspirators arrived at Richard Garrett's farm in Port Royal, Virginia. Investigators were in hot pursuit, and on April 26th, they caught up to the criminals who had been hiding in Garrett's barn. Booth refused to surrender, which prompted his pursuers to set the barn on fire. As the blaze engulfed the structure, Booth was shot by Thomas Boston Corbett, a Union Army soldier. Corbett had intended to hit Booth in the arm, but his bullet struck Booth's neck instead. The shot paralyzed the actor. Booth was then carried from the burning barn and lay 3 hours on Garrett's porch before he died. His body was sewn into a horse blanket and transported back to Washington, where he was given temporary burial before his remains were exhumed for a third and final time and released to his family in 1869. Visitors today believe the small, plain, unmarked headstone in the Booth family plot in Baltimore denotes John Wilkes Booth's final resting place. In lieu of flowers or stones, people leave pennies behind on the headstone as if to give Lincoln the last word. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 10th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.